Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
Remember who you're talking to, Mike.
Hello.
Chat with Women.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
Don't listen to people who tell you it's never been done before. If I had looked at the SWAT team, it was an all-male team, and thought, you know what, if I had done that, I wouldn't have had the incredible experiences.
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
You're living in that virtual world too much.
That's right. Very virtual.
Come on out with us and play.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KKNW.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, it is the first Sunday of the month. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. Email is open, and we got a great question from a listener I'll get to shortly. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. If you've got a question or comment you want to email to me. And phone lines are open for the rest of the show for behavior training and healing or animal questions or comments of any kind. And we still have the missing link giveaway to do either this hour or next. Listen for the missing link word of the day. Give us a call. You win missing link for your cat or your dog friend. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. Now, if you are submitting a current events item, please do so via email. You can do that via the email address on my website. You can just click at marthanorwalk.com, click on Contact Martha, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. If you send to that email address now, though, I won't get it until I get home. So it's animalworldlive@hotmail.com if you want to get it to us while we're on the air. And if you need my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I work over the phone or in your home. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. Bug my voicemail at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. And if you need to mail something through the U.S. Postal Service, Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's Monroe, Washington, 98272. And then remember, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal, and the July issue has just hit the stands, fresh off the presses. And my column this month is about kitty tips. I'm talking about my Paws Mahal and outdoor cat runs and some stuff. So you can bring it up online. You can find it free at lots of outlets in Western Washington, or you can bring it up online at www.newspiritjournal.com. Newspiritjournal.com. All right. Kathy reminded me that I didn't mention yet that today, in preparation for the 4th of July holiday, free microchipping for dogs and cats is going on at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. It is happening now from 10 a.m. today until 2 p.m. This is the last day. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. No appointment is necessary. The only requirement is dogs and cats must be spayed or neutered. And so that's the last day today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free microchips for dogs and cats at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville, www.homewardpet.org. Okay, now the other thing before I get back to the news and then to the email question is, Kathy, you had I had mentioned in Mary Gettin's 4th of July tips, she had mentioned the supplement melatonin. And you said you've just had a recent experience with melatonin.
I did. Used it last week because I couldn't sleep. And I hate to say this, it didn't really help me with my sleep too much. But the next day, I felt so much peace and calmness.
Okay.
It was really wonderful. So I can see how it would help with the animals.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know.
Did you only take it like once?
Yes, I only tried it once.
Okay.
But it was great.
So it didn't
great.
Help you sleep, but you were real peaceful and calm the next day.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so I would think just start it in the morning for the animals.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't have any experience in using it with humans or animals. So, although I think maybe years ago, maybe I took it just to see and I didn't notice any difference. But I didn't take it for very long. Okay. This comes from Pagan Olympia. UK police, Wimbledon anti-pigeon hawk stolen. Ooh. This is out of London. A hawk being used to patrol skies and deter pigeons from the Wimbledon Lawn Tennis Championships has been stolen, police said Saturday. Now, isn't that interesting? A pigeon hawk. You can imagine that pigeons flying over the Wimbledon tennis courts and pooping might be a problem. So that's kind of a natural way to deter the pigeons is have a pigeon hawk come fly and chase them away. But now who on Rufus, a Harris hawk, was stolen with its cage between Thursday night and Friday morning from a car parked on a private driveway in the southwestern suburb of Wimbledon. The company that owns the hawk had left a rear window of the car open for ventilation. The hawk, a family pet, flies above the tennis lawns every day, scaring away smaller birds such as pigeons that could distract the players and bother the audience. People said the family is very distressed, of course, about the theft of the 4.5-year-old hawk, which is trained not to attack but to circle the courts to scare off smaller birds. Well, how cool. Mm-hmm. He's even programmed. Hawks have been used to clear the skies above Wimbledon during the tournament for about 12 years as an environmentally friendly form of pest control. Rufus would fly above the courts every morning and evening during the annual 2-week tournament. He did not fly during matches because that could distract players. Well, let's all say a prayer for Rufus and ask those guardian angels to get him back to his people. I'm saving that for the Robin and Martha pile, too. So, Peg, if you see an update on that, let us know before next Sunday. And let's hope he gets back to his people. And yeah, come on. Who would steal? I mean, come on, people. Oh, just don't get me started. All right. Well, that wraps up all the just general news, and that leaves us with one thing left. That would be the best good news about animals. Woo-hoo. Ooh. It really does feel good when it comes out. We're almost to summer. July 5th, summer starts here. Of course, we're happy with rain. It's better than triple digits, so but it sure would be nice to have a little sunshine. Okay, good news here. All right, this is for the fourth consecutive year that Seattle Humane Society has received a 4-star rating, the highest possible rating for nonprofit agencies' financial management from Charity Navigator, the nation's leading charity evaluation group. This accomplishment places the shelter in the top 6% of charities rated annually by the organization. So congratulations to Seattle, King County Humane Society. All right, good news for you salmon lovers. Many happy returns. This is from the front page of Seattle Times. Lots of sockeye salmon are headed into Lake Washington after a slump that lasted years. There's even hope for a fishing season. So, that's amazing. I'm not sure. I thought might be interesting. I think maybe I'll put this in the save pile, too, in case we get to it, just to see what's going on with the sockeye salmon and why we're getting such a big return this year. I guess, yeah, something says don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, say thank you, because there's lots of salmon. But it was through, this is a little over a week ago, 23,546 sockeye have been counted in the last 10 days. And that was more than half of the forecast for the entire season, and that was only in the first 10 days. So I guess that's really, really good. I just, you know, but that makes me wonder, who the heck counts these fish? Somebody's got to sit at these fish ladders in the windows and count these fish. I guess they get pretty good at it. But somebody counts the swifts that goes into the chimneys, too, you know, at the elementary school up in Monroe. But I think they just get good at estimating the numbers, and I don't know. It'd be interesting to talk to a fish counter sometime. How do you do that?
I wonder if they do that over at the boat locks, fish ladder.
The Chittenden locks. Yeah. I think that's where they count. I don't actually know, but I assume that's where they count.
I've actually seen people with counters at the locks.
At the locks? Oh, yeah.
Not recently.
Oh,
so
okay.
They may have a new science or technology to compute.
I think it's pretty basic. Estimate.
Seems like
it,
if you want it to be accurate, yeah, you got to do an eyeball.
Yeah. Well, yeah, unless they have, yeah, okay. All right, cute picture on Northwest Friday Times front page. A howling yawn at the zoo. The media debut of six-week-old red wolf pups at Point Defiant Zoo on Wednesday with their mom, Millie, proved tiring for one of the young pups because he's yawning in the picture. The historic range of these wolves is in the southeastern United States. Today, the only red wolves in the wild are in a refuge in North Carolina. The zoo is having a naming contest on their website for any of you that are interested. The red wolf is on the endangered species list, and roughly 100 are in the preserve. Point Defiance was the leader in the red wolf recovery. So that's good news for Point Defiance.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Okay. And then, let's see, this is my last good news story. I saved this. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm a major fan of the offshore coral reefs. And the magnificence of the coral and how fundamental it is for the health of the oceans and so forth. These Aussies petition their government and secure historic marine protection for Coral Sea, pushed by a chorus of 486,900 citizens. The Australian government announced, this is a week ago Thursday, their intention to create the world's largest marine reserve, a highly protected zone in the Coral Sea stretching almost 200,000 square miles. A historic moment for ocean conservation in Australia and globally. See, Australia's coral reef east of the Great Barrier Reef is one of the last remaining intact tropical ocean ecosystems in the world where populations of large ocean predators, sharks, tunas, and marlin, have not been severely reduced. The waters are home to healthy coral reefs, atolls, kais, and islands that provide shelter to reef fish, sea turtles, and seabirds. Equivalent to the size of Spain, the Coral Sea Marine National Park will be safeguarded from all extractive activity, including mining, oil and gas development, and fishing. In addition, its creation will ensure the protection of more than a third of its namesake fragile coral reefs. So I think that's phenomenal news. Woohoo. Yay. Okay, then.
Well, you're going to keep Robin busy next week.
Well, yeah.
all these things you want to talk to her about.
Thank you for saying that. See, even you are being guided, because that reminds me, and I forgot to mention it. Oh. Now she's also being reprimanded if you didn't hear her. It's Kathy. She needs
Thanks,
to
Mike.
Yeah, there you go. See,
you were drifting away. Yeah. So I needed to bring you back.
Yeah, she's backing up from her microphone, and we don't hear you very well when you're not close to your microphone. Anyway, she mentioned keeping Robin and I busy next week, and just know that we have decided, I'm kind of getting directed that we take another drift on Robin and Martha Sundays, and we started one last time. We are going to entertain your email questions and concerns. So you know that we tune into different and various animal situations around the world, like the articles I told you I was going to save for next week. So if you know of something going on with any animals anywhere on the planet and you'd like us to tune in, by all means, email us. You can send the emails to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, but it's even better if you send them to Martha Light, LIGHT, at AOL.com, or go to MarthaNorwalk.com and hit the Contact Martha link, because then I will get them ahead of time in my home office. And if you have behavior training or healing questions or general animal questions, you can email us those questions. I can't guarantee that we're going to address them on the air. We're not going to get into doing phone calls. We're not going to turn this into a Mystic Radio and Animal World where Robin, you know, takes phone calls and does healings and all that kind of stuff. That's what her show is for, and that's at noon on Wednesdays. But you can email me your general animal behavior training or healing questions or animal comments or questions. And if it has general appeal, we'll address it on the air. So let me know. There could be some questions that are just so specific to that person or whatever. Will you heal this or will you do that? It's like kind of no. But if it's something that will help a majority of people with animals, then we will address it on the air. So I am looking for your emails for questions for next Sunday's show. So it's MarthaLight@AOL.com or go to MarthaNorwalk.com and click Contact Martha. So see, you helped.
Very good.
All right, speaking of that, before we get to our animal TV and so forth, and I forgot to tell you. Let's see. I did the happening today. I just did that. I forgot to tell you. I did follow up. Remember, we talked to Missing Pet Partnership last Sunday because they were getting ready to do their annual help people find their lost dogs and cats after the 4th of July. But they needed a lot more volunteers to be able to cover the bases. The good news is they found the volunteers. They had the educational session yesterday. They had a really good turnout. And they, yoo-hoo, got enough volunteers to cover the bases. So you need to know that July 5th, 6th, 7th, and now 8th, the at-RASC, the Regional Animal Care Services for King County, will have help if you lose your dog or cat over the 4th of July. Now, if you listen to Aunt Martha and Mary Gatton and us here on Animal World, you, of course, won't lose your animals on 4th of July because you won't allow a situation that allows that to happen. But also, just to be fair, accidents do happen. But if you do lose them, then the Missing Pet Partnership volunteers and the RASC, Regional Animal Services of King County volunteers, will be there to, and their volunteers are called Mission Unite. And let's see, from on July 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, they'll be at the Kent Shelter from noon to 6 p.m. They're all trained, and you can go there, and they will coach you as to how to, and they're going to provide you with signs and give you all kinds of free help to locate missing dogs and cats. Did you want to say something, Ajie? Okay. At any rate, so if dogs, cats go missing, Be sure you check with, you can go on down to the Regional Animal Services at King County, of King County at the Kent Shelter, July 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th from noon to 6 p.m. to get free help from Missing Pet Partnership and Mission Reunite. And always check Craigslist on general principles. Okay. Oh. All righty then. Okay. That's what, thank you. You know, something was just telling me, move your papers around, move your papers around. So I've been moving my papers around because I totally spaced it because I was going to go into animal TV. But I got an email here, question, behavior question. So that takes priority. And if I didn't move my papers around, I wouldn't have found it again. Isn't that lovely? Thank you, Spirit. Okay. Here we go. Here's our first behavior question of the day. I will be fostering a 9-year-old blind boxer. It is my understanding I will most likely need to retrain him from soiling. With a blind dog, what are your suggestions when an accident happens? Stairs seem to be a problem too. Also to help him to keep him busy and possibly avoid negative behavior, are there any good chew bones to offer him? What types of toys do you buy for a blind dog? I will be picking up this dog on Thursday of this week from Posados. P.S. This will be an inside dog. I have a small outside area for him, but the majority of the yard involves steps, so I will be walking him for exercise. Okay, well, the first thing I'm doing is remembering a case I worked with, I don't know how many, probably maybe 20 years ago. And this was a 17-year-old blind and deaf poodle. And I was called in as a behavior therapist, went to the client's home. And in 17 years, this dog had never been house trained. And the house was just, it was awful. And I had, after going and meeting the dog in the home and meeting the owner and the environment, it just didn't feel possible in that environment to do it. And the dog had lived in this, you know, all that for so long. Anyway, so as an experiment, I took the dog home with me to live with me to see if, starting in a new environment, and if I set it up right, could I house train this poodle? 17-year-old, blind and deaf. Okay, the good news, Janet, is that yes, even at 17 years old, blind and deaf, I was able to teach that dog to hold its urine inside, to go outside, and pattern and program the dog. Okay, so the reason I took it out of that environment is because any time you take a dog into a new environment, it is your best chance to reprogram chronic behavior problems. Okay, now I can tell you, Janet, I didn't handle it any different than I handled it with any other dog on the surface, which is when you're house training, it's confinement, supervision, and scheduling. So I crated the dog in the house when I was not supervising, and at night I took the dog on leash outside at regular intervals. But instead of using, now I probably still did talk to the dog and use the vocabulary that I'm used to using with dogs, but the dog's deaf, so it doesn't hear. But remember, just as with humans, when some of our senses are blocked or taken away, the other senses compensate. So when you have a blind dog, their telepathic abilities are extra sensitive. So this dog will get the pictures in your mind, will feel what you're feeling and get the pictures in your mind. So you can talk to the dog out loud, just like you would another dog, not expecting them to hear the words, but that helps you get your mind focused and you imagine it and visualize it in your mind. Okay. And so the first thing I would do with this dog is have a talk about what the heck is going on, who you are, and that when you're picking, you pick up the dog, that you're bringing the dog home to your house and the dog is going to stay. You can't say going to stay for a week or a month. You talk in terms of lights and darks. You visualize those. You're going to stay with me so I can help you learn how, where to pee and where to poop and where to, and when to hold it and how to walk on a leash and how to go up and down stairs and how to do all those wonderful things so we can find you a forever home, people that will love you and you can live with for the rest of your life sort of thing. Explain to the dog what's going on. And then you, so I would use telepathic and empathetic communication more than anything else with this dog. And I would explain things like when you are in the house, inside the house, you hold it. And when you say, hold it, Janet, you squeeze your muscles like you're holding your bladder or bowels. And you magnify it, you overdo it, because she'll feel that feeling. Okay? And you hold it until you go outside. And if you have stairs, visualize in your mind what the stairs looks like and what it feels like to walk down the stairs, because you can teach her how to do stairs. Remember that thought directs energy. So if you go into it, think, she doesn't do stairs. She can't do stairs. She can't see. It's the same thing we were talking about with the babies early on. See, if you set it up in your mind, it's not possible. That's what you're creating. See her blossoming and the light bulb going on. Oh my gosh, I understand everything Janet is communicating to me. Okay? Remember, I did it with a 17-year-old blind and deaf. And this dog isn't deaf. This dog's only blind. So of course you use your voice. You use your voice, and I want you to listen to the 4th of July tip, Janet, that's going to play at 11 o'clock, because that's all the jolly routines and all that stuff is geared to getting a dog through fears of loud noises. But this jolly routine business and your attitude, see, can help get her through all kinds of things, like doing stairs, going into a new environment. And instead of calming, soothing, and sympathizing, you want to talk happy and jolly and set the appropriate example. You want to remember to breathe and all of that. But your big key with this dog is going to be the telepathic visualization in your mind, because you can give her the pictures and explain. Now, then you handle her just like any other dog. It's just she can't see, but that doesn't matter, because you're going to show her what she needs to see, because you're going to do that with your mind. Now, Kathy and Ajay and Micah, is this making sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. She will need to retrain him from soiling. So that's the whole thing. Now, you can do the same thing. If the dog is crate trained, you can tether to an eye bolt and a baseboard or something on a leash so she can stand up, turn around, lay down. If she is crate trained, if she's coming from Posado, she's probably been confined in some way at some point. But confinement is the best way to go in terms of a crate, because most dogs won't soil the area they have to stay in. Unless, of course, you know, it's been a bad habit for a long time. And in that case, if they're soiling bedding, you take the bedding out so there's nothing to soak it up. So sometimes it's a little tough love. But we have to kind of work through that. And depending on what's going on, Janet, when you pick up this dog, and since you are fostering, you know, I would help you out over the phone. You could call me at my office and I can kind of tweak this stuff and coach you through it. But then as you take her out, it would be we're going outside, outside, outside as soon as we cross the threshold. Good outside. And then help her down the stairs, but visualize, you know, and you're putting your feet down and visualize walking down, getting her down the stairs, and then potty in the yard, potty outside. Visualize her squatting and potting as soon as she starts to go, good, 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 potty outside. And you can have just one command for potty outside, or you can have two. I was a little creative with my last female, Golden, that was Annie, and I thought it was really cute. So her pee command was squat your butt, and her poop command was poop your puppy. Okay, but it can be hurry up or go potty, whatever you visualize, the praise, and then back in the house. a reminder to hold it. Keep her leash to you. You know, tie the leash to your belt loop, and she goes where you go. That's great for leadership and all of that, and teaching her the perimeters of the room and when the furniture is. And of course, I think you know you don't move furniture when you've got a blind dog, and you let them learn the pattern. I don't know as a foster how much freedom you're able to give her, but remember, a big mistake with new dogs or puppies is too much freedom too quickly. Now, if she has an accident, the discipline would be the same whether they're sighted or not sighted. And that is, if you see them start to go, sharp, loud, sound interruption of some kind, I mean, you can clap, 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 bang, bang, bang on the table, clang, clang, pots and pans, allow to interrupt them, because then they stop and close their sphincters, and then it's outside, outside, outside. And finish outside. If you find it after the fact, that's okay. They've got great memories. You get a paper towel. You take the dog. You march them to the area. I generally sit them in front of the accident, and then I would cock their head to look at it. But she doesn't have eyes, so you would just speak to the pee or the poop and visualize it in your mind. This is bad here. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Stains the carpet, smells bad, I step in it. From now on, when you're inside, you hold it. And then you squeeze like you're holding it. And then blot up some of the urine with a paper towel or pick up the bowel movement and let her sniff it. Okay? And you could even do that. I'm thinking, oh, okay, I'm seeing with a blind dog. Do that first. When you get there, blot up some of the urine or pick up the poop and then hold up so that she can smell it. Then you direct at the pee or the poop. This is bad. Yuck, 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 what I just said. Hold it. Outside, outside, outside. Go outside. Get in the potty area and then let her smell it again. And then drum up as much love as you can for that pee or the poop. Now that's where it belongs. Good. Good potty outside. Good potty outside. Put it here from now on. Okay. Now, even the dumbest ones get this. Oh, I got it. You don't like it inside. You think it's great outside. So I'll put it outside from now on. Okay, and you can always, anybody can use that after the fact discipline. Okay, it's just that when you're dealing with a blind dog, give them the scent, but also the visualization is way more important. I mean, it's important with all of them, but it's super important with the blind ones. All right. Stairs may be a problem. We sort of talked about that. You're going to be jolly with your voice up and down and visualize the process, and you kind of passively force up and down. You can also get tasty little food rewards, her on a leash, oh boy stairs, little pieces of cheese up and down. But the visualization of what it's like and what she's doing, see, that's going to make all the difference in the world to her. Now, also, or him, excuse me, him. Also, to keep him busy and possibly avoid negative behavior, are there any good chew bones to offer him? Well, my favorite chew bone of all times is the supersized Nyla bone. The problem is dogs that have never had them before don't generally know what to do with them. So I have a dog that knows how to do Nyla bones, start them. Once they're chewed on, other dogs know what to do. But I'll tell you kind of the state of the art right now. If you watch It's Me or the Dog with Victoria Stilwell, or even Justin Silver and Dogs in the City, but mostly Victoria Stilwell. I mean, the drug of choice, if you will, these days for chewables and keeping dogs entertained are stuffing the hard rubber chew toys like the Kongs, putting peanut butter or, you know, something stuffed into the Kongs. There are all kinds of different chewable bones now that are designed to stuff things in them, which kind of mimics chewing on a bone and getting the marrow out. So you kind of hit on an instinctive or genetic code. So they're real raw bones are okay as well. But they've got to be raw. They can't be cooked. And
now, Martha, yeah. I have a question about mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. The raw bones, they tend to be very, very fatty. Is it a good idea to do that every day?
Well,
very rich?
Well, you know, raw meaty bones are the best. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in my experience, I guess it depends on what bone you're talking about. I'm not, what kind of bones that are really fatty are you talking about?
Well, this is what I was told. They're little tiny like discs. They're cow bones that are round, and the inside is the marrow. And we feed those to Abby every now and then. And,
okay, well, if it's that, yeah, that's small and it can easily get the marrow out of,
yeah.
then you might not want to give them all the time. But the longer, like femur bones mm-hmm. that have marrow inside that they can't get to,
okay.
Those are good for chewing if they're rocks. They last a long
right.
time. But, you know, in the raw meaty bones, and you can search, do a Google search on raw meaty bones, and you'll mm-hmm. come up with Dr. Londell, the British veterinarian who created this raw meaty bones diet. And really, in my opinion, in many these days, it is the best diet to feed to your dogs is the raw meaty bones diet. And if you just Google that, you'll come up with his website, and he's got books and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But it really is the best way to go. But, you know, okay. he talks about, you know, feeding chicken necks and chicken backs and turkey necks and wings and that kind of thing. But we're talking more of chewables. You're looking at probably the femoral bones, and then you got to look for where they come from. But now there's buffalo bones. There's all kinds of frozen raw bones at you know, health pet stores these days.
Right.
And you can certainly go in and talk to them about those things and Google this stuff online. And if you've got a good holistic veterinarian, they would be good to ask about this sort of thing. But generally speaking, Janet, today, the, like I said, drug of choice for a chewable that keeps dogs busy and out of trouble, it's these hard rubber toys, Kongs, bones that are designed to be stuffed to mimic a marrow bone. So, and you know, blind, you said, what type of toys do you buy for a blind dog? Well, you can buy any of the same kind of toys you can buy for a sighted dog. But if the dog has never learned to retrieve at 9 years old, it might be difficult to do that. But, you know, they work more as much off their scent as they can their eyes. And remember there was that wonderful good news story about the golden retriever that belonged to the vet that lost its sight. But the guy, you know, the dog lived for retrieving, and the guy still plays retrieve, you know, hundreds of, you know, chuckets mm-hmm. and the dog. But he just has to be careful of the area so there aren't obstacles in the way. But the dog uses a scent to find the objects. So as long as it isn't a toy that requires an animal to be able to see to do it. But, you know, they can feel their way through a lot, too. So I think you just have to be creative about all of that. So that's all I can think of. Does that cover the bases for you guys pretty much?
Sounds like good advice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Janet, just know because this is a rescue and you're going to be fostering, I would be happy to, you know, kind of advise you. Over the phone, you can call me. And also remember, we may entertain email questions with Robin and Martha next Sunday. So you're picking the dog up on Thursday. You'll have some feedback for us by Sunday. By all means, email me, send your email to both MarthaLight@AOL.com as well as TheAnimalWorldLive@Hotmail.com so that, and because it's a follow-up, and it wouldn't hurt at all to get we could have Robin tune in more to this dog while I'm reading what's going on and catching her up. So I will save this email for us next week, and then you get me a follow up before next Sunday's show. And because now it's of general interest and will apply to anyone, well, rescuers and rehabbers with dogs and anyone dealing with dogs that are go blind and so forth. So you now qualify as a general interest, and I'm telling you that we will address your email next Sunday with Martha and Robin. So Janet, follow up, please. Okay. Oh. Another email. All right. Okay. So we'll go with another email here. And I haven't read this, so, but it looks like it's behavior. It has to do with dogs. Mike, did you read it?
No.
Oh.
I just ran to the fax machine and grabbed it.
I see.
And ran back, so I wouldn't miss anything.
Yeah, okay. What are you eating,
Is it noticeable? Sorry.
Uh-huh. No, it's noticeable, yes, because I can see your mouth going chomp, chomp, chomp.
But you're not hearing me go chomp, chomp,
no,
chomp.
No, not
are
hearing,
you?
Okay. But, you know.
Because that would be embarrassing. I am actually chewing on some celery.
It's like, you know, we have to yell at Bob for doing dishes kitchen with Robin when he's on the phone. And just because everybody can't hear you chewing, I can see you chewing, so I want to know.
But I should know not to have anything in my mouth with
or
the microphone
call
open.
You on it. That,
well, absolutely.
I don't care. It's Animal World. We're live. You can munch and eat, but, you know, I just am teasing you.
I see. No, it's good. I have a tendency to, I like to nibble a lot, so I have a long shift on Sundays, so I bring in lots of stuff.
Well, Gary used to do the same thing, and I used to tease him about it, too. Now, see, he would actually eat cereal and energy mixes, but see, he would put him stuff over on the window ledge over here between the studios, between studios. So he'd have to leave his to go over there and munch. We now have a remodeled studio, so it's a different setup.
It's a little easier.
But I could see what he. I can't see. You've got your stuff hidden. I can't see what.
Well, it's not polite to eat in front of others.
Well, so
but I do have stuff to share.
What did you say?
Would anybody like a celery stick or some carrots? Yogurt's all gone, and my orange is all gone.
I think Martha's hungry.
we can fix that.
How about a
homemade oatmeal raisin cookie?
But didn't you say, no, because I do gluten-free. So it's probably gluten.
Can't help you on that.
But you said celery sticks and carrots and stuff.
Yeah.
He's doing a really good job of eating that stuff without munching in our ears, isn't he?
Well, I try to, try to be good about it.
You kind of developed the skill that's very good.
I generally turn my mic off.
When
I'm pounding down stuff.
Well, I hope I didn't embarrass you.
But oh, no.
Doesn't matter if I did because you're part of the family. And turnabout's fair play.
Absolutely.
If I munch away, you can call me on it. But I just got my espresso and my talking rain.
We all have the things we need.
Well, that's why every once in a while, I have to interrupt myself in middle of a sentence and
take
turn my head because the bubbles of the talking rain sometimes come up. You know what I mean?
Those bubbles.
See, so I'll get after myself, too.
Oh, Martha.
Turnaround is fair play.
You're so funny. You didn't need to say that.
TMI. Well, I see. If you can't take it, you better not dish it out. So I figure I might as well give it to myself, too.
All right,
never mind. Let's go back to this email, shall we?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, nobody's read
get
it.
Get back on track.
Let's see if it's clean. Okay, hello. What's the best way to keep my three dogs more under control when I come home? They all are over the top with excitement. Oh, love this question. Rufus, 9-year-old golden border collie. Luna, 2-year-old golden border collie. Stella, 9-month-old boxer Catahoula. They crowd the door and jump with excitement. I keep a pop can at the door with pennies inside to shake to get their attention and try to get control back. What's your strategy? Oh, Janice, thank you for asking this question because there's a real easy fix to this.
You know what my answer is?
Hmm.
Enjoy it.
Oh, pfft.
Love on them. Enjoy that energy. Am I sounding like you?
Why is it whenever I'm talking about being a behavior therapist and dealing with a problem, Kathy's saying, oh, gosh, got to have you over. Got to have you over.
Now you know
why. Got to have you over. Now, folks, you'll know why. Okay. Well, sure, you can enjoy it, and you can go ahead and love them up and make it worse. If you want golden border collies, too, and a boxer Catahoula getting more and more excited and jumping all the heck over you, but Janice says she doesn't like this anymore, okay? Yeah. And this usually begins as we have young puppies. We miss them when we're gone, and we come home and, oh, I'm so glad to see you, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, they're unconditional love. They act like they haven't seen you in a month, and they're so excited to see you, and that makes our egos feel good. Well, then they grow up, and sometimes you come home, you don't feel like being jumped all over. You might have nice clothes on. You don't want them jumping all over you and all that sort of stuff.
Well,
and also, over-emotional comings and goings directly relates to household destruction and dogs getting in trouble when you're gone.
Okay?
So there's more than just manners to teach here. Now, the easy solution to this is what I call the 15-minute ignore. Not absolutely 15 minutes. Now, this is strictly behavior modification. It is not training. And there is a big difference. And as we do more of our behavior training and healing Sundays, you'll learn the difference between training and behavior mod. Behavior modification often takes longer to get there, but the solution is solid and lasts for like ever. Now, those of us that know, and when I'm raising puppies, I start this from the very beginning, so I never have any of this kind of stuff to deal with, and it really makes a huge difference. Those of us that, you know, don't know what we're doing, we do what you've talked about, you know, and we enjoy it, and we love them, and what I just said, and then we have, you know, a crazy greeting stuff when we come home. Now, what I say by 15-minute ignore, and this takes a few, depending on the intelligence of the dogs, and we're talking right brain versus left brain here, the better the left brain, the faster they learn. A smart dog, 1 to 3 repetitions, they got it. Not so bright dog, you know, if they're not the sharpest knife in the drawer, it can take a lot more repetitions. But generally, even the dumb ones get this because it's so easy for them to understand. And it's usually 1 to 3 repetitions we're really getting it. Now, so you can set this up over a weekend and dress up in, you know, crummy clothes, put your jeans on, doesn't matter if you get jumped up and all that sort of thing. The reason I'm going behavior mod and not going training, because more the pop can to get their attention and tell them to stay off or get back and do all that kinds of stuff. Remember, with dogs, negative attention is just as rewarding as positive, particularly if it's the majority of what you get, and it's always better than nothing. So, yeah, they want the loves and the hoopla and all of that, but yelling at them to get off or get back or all of that is still attention. Okay, so the 15-minute ignore is exactly that. When you come in that door, you are on ignore, which means you don't. Caesar uses this: no talk, no touch, no eye contact. So I saw this last night and remembered he uses that phrase: no talk, no touch, no eye contact. This is what it is about. You don't look at them. You don't say anything to them. You don't acknowledge them in any way. And as I describe it, you walk over, around, or through them. You don't discipline jumping up. You don't discipline barking. You don't acknowledge it. You just pretend they are not there. And you walk in and through them and you go on about your business. You know, you unload your groceries or you put your keys away, take your coat off, maybe go to the bathroom, do what you need to do. And you are on absolute ignore, no touch, no talk, no eye contact until they calm down and leave you alone. Now, to start with, that could take up to 15 minutes. When they are calm, they are quiet, they no longer care. Then, and they have done that for at least 3 minutes, then you may have a quiet greeting, which you call them over, you have them sit, have a calm, you know, hi, glad to see you, that's nice. Go on about your business. Now, each time you do it, they will calm faster and faster. Now, it will also, you'll be subject to the little rule that it always gets worse before it gets better, but ignored behavior will extinguish. So the first couple times you do this, you'll come in the door, they're going to go overboard. Janice, mom, I'm here. I'm really here. Hey, what's the matter with you? You're not hearing me. You don't see me. I'm here. And they'll go goofy. Remember, you walk over, around, or through them, and you pay no attention, and that's why you got your grubbies on, so you don't care. Okay? Now, once they get it, it's going to be like, oh, crapalolo. When mom comes home, she doesn't care about us anymore. She does other things. She doesn't even know we're here for 10 minutes. So guess what? There's no reason to get excited. So they don't even get up. You walk in the door, they say, oh, it's you, okay. And keep resting until about 5 to 10 minutes later. Then they'll get up anticipating a quiet greeting. It works like a charm. I've been using this for at least 30 years. And I've never, ever had a case that when you do it right, that it didn't work and didn't work fabulous and give you a solid resolution. And I can even remember chewing out friends that would come in and get my dogs all goofy. And I'd back them up again. I'd say, look it, you are teaching this behavior because they know to be calm and quiet when they greet people. But you are teaching them to go ate bananas when you come in. And so I want you to remember that, because someday you are going to walk in this house and you're going to be dressed up and the dogs are going to go nuts. And if you even think about getting mad at the dogs, you're out of here and you will not be invited back. So here's the way I want you to, you know, and of course they'd all realize that that, of course, is the case, and we'd shape them up. But anyway, so that's your 15-minute ignore. Does that, you guys all understand? You all got that?
Got it.
Got it. Okay. Still want to enjoy it? Yes, we're going to do that. Because we need to take care of our wonderful advertisers and sponsors and come back with enough time to do current events before we're done with this hour. So now, if you've got behavior training or healing questions, obviously we're getting some good ones via email. So if you want to just email, that's good. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. I've got time for more. Or you can call us 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And you better be paying attention. That's a hint, hint, hint. All right, Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once it's opened. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it up, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the fiber, and the enzymes in the raw ingredients, and the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for cats, a couple of formulas for dogs, one for birds and one for horses. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. Ask your vet, because they get a special version. And you can call Designing Health directly if you'd like at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And the Missing Link word of the day is drizzle.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know, because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. Sorry to say we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. But speaking of like what you hear, I just so love that snappy music and Milo commercial. Woo-hoo. Makes me feel good. All right. Speaking of feeling good, and we do have a caller on the line, but we've got to do current events first. So let's get that done. It's time for current events. Speaking of entertainment, mark your calendars, and you can also take action because tickets are now available for the 15th annual Black Cat Ball benefiting Perfect Pals. It's going to be on October 27th at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. Over 500 items in the silent and live auctions, champagne reception, and gourmet vegetarian or vegan dinner with wine. Halloween costumes are optional. And if you'd like them to mail you an invitation or want to sign up, 360-652-9611, extension 15, or www.perfect, that's P-U-R-R, perfectpals.org. Let's see, remember that Missing Pet Partnership and Mission Reunite will be helping people, coaching and providing free information and supplies to find lost cats and dogs. After the 4th of July, they will be at the Kent Shelter, the Regional Animal Services of King County, July 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th from noon to 6 p.m. Remember, free microchips for dogs and cats today only at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville until 2 p.m. Free microchipping. Dogs and cats, Woodinville, Homeward Pet Adoption Center until 2 p.m. Dogs must be spayed or neutered. Remember today also, kitten adoption tent event at the pet market at Dash Point in Federal Way. And they got all kinds of kitties, orange tabbies, brown tabbies, black and white, ragamuffin mixes and more. $120 for a single kitten, $200 for a pair of kittens. And they got all the stuff, vet check, dewormed, spayed, neutered, and all of that stuff. So noon to 3 p.m. at the pet market at Dash Point. Kittens, kittens, kittens galore. And if you want the rest of the details and all the other events on current events that I don't have time to mention, go to www.marthanorwalk.com and click on current events. for the entire list. And then remember, next week is Robin and Martha Sunday. If you have animals in the news stories you want us to tune into, please email me. We also will be entertaining general or your personal behavior training or healing questions about your own animal friends. And if they are of general appeal and interest and would apply to a lot of other people and their animal friends, we will cover them on the air. So you need to email me with that stuff, either at animalworldlive@hotmail.com or preferably through my website, marthanorwalk.com. Send it to click on Contact Martha or Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. You could also email Robin, but it's a better bet to email me. All right. I am sorry, Patty. We are not. I'm going to still take your call, but we're out of time for this hour. We got to turn it around. I can't dump the tip. We have to do 4th of July because I've spaced it all month. My apologies. And even though you don't have time to teach the Jolly Routine, just learn what it's about and do it. And as I told you in another call earlier, it will help for other things as well. So listen up, Patty, stay right where you are because you are first up. As soon as Animal World continues, straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.